91.1's Hot Breakfast. Sam Cowden and Nerissa Pace. They're away today. Lincoln and Ash filling in for them, 17 past 7. Talking about the wolf whistle. And there's just something about it, you know. Two peaks in it, you see. It goes up and then it sort of goes down and then straight up again.
Bit of an objectification roller coaster is what I'm calling it.
You know what? That's quite a good way to put it, because it is almost like a roller coaster. It's got a few little highs, a couple of lows.
Some people don't like roller coasters.
A couple of points where you lose your stomach.
Yeah, and you've got an issue with it. I'm sure
a
lot of people do.
I'm not saying that the wolf whistle roller coaster is fun.
Here's actually something I want to put out. It's, again, how things are given and received, but I would be fine for guys to get wolf whistled. I think objectification goes both ways. Obviously, it tends to happen more and it's highlighted more of guys doing it to girls, which doesn't make it okay. And nor does it make it okay if girls objectify guys. But if we want to live in an equal society, which I want and I think we all want, I think it's fine to go both ways.
Really?
Yeah, well, why can't girls objectify guys? They do.
Well, there's something about the wolf whistle that I just think is condescending. I think we need to change it.
It's quite a typical chauvinistic male operation, is it not?
Especially if you are walking past a construction site, you know, and you do get a little sneaky wolf whistle. It makes you feel awkward. It just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me.
So I always say, don't have a gripe without a solution. What are we going to do about it? What's the alternative?
Let's invent one, or let's come up with another solution. I'm thinking like I'm not sure if the sound is the right way to go.
Well, look, I think like whistles carry connotations. Like, you whistle at dogs. I think that's the problem. I think the fact that it is a whistle in general is not ideal.
So that's a really good point.
I think we need to stop whistling at people. All right. Don't whistle at a human. There you go.
Do you have a solution? I mean, I'm the one with the gripe. You are going to have a solution because you are part of this male
species. I'm an ideas man, and I feel responsible of the men in the world who do this poorly to give them a solution to improve themselves as gentlemen.
Better be good.
So I reckon you just need to use your words. We talked about how it's a lack of effort.
Yeah, it is.
Make some effort. Don't just go, when you go to whistle, go, whoop, quarantine. Don't whistle at people. Stop. And then you need to go and actually think about something and, you know, hey, baby! No, you don't.
Oh, right, maybe so not that one. That accent was awful.
And don't put on a Mexican accent.
Don't,
no, bad start.
No,
right,
I didn't like that one.
Something like, hello, I like your figure, especially in that outfit. Would that work?
I see, again, probably a little bit too much.
Congratulations on the genetics. I'm pleased your parents got together.
Actually, I don't mind that one, you know.
That's a really nice compliment.
genetics. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's science, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're adding some some logic to it.
I appreciate your aesthetics.
I'll take that one too.
I got the ding. You're visually above average.
You are like the compliment machine.
Don't hold on to genuine compliments. Genuine compliments make the world go around. If you feel good, got one bubbling up in you, if it comes to you, I talked about the quarantine before, lift the gates. Let that one through customs.
Yeah, fellas. Take a leaf out of Lincoln's book. This is amazing. You know what? If you've got something to say about this wolf whistle, 1300-468-911, is it condescending? Like, what is it? We do have a solution, though.
Whether it's a good one or not, it is a solution.
Exactly.
You can't deny that.
It's 20 past 7.